Hello everyone and welcome to CineQuest Video Reviews. Today, tonight, late night, we're going to be reviewing Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah.
Okay. Profoundly disturbing and shocking. You get out there, Mr. Midnight.
So, Late Night with the Devil, we just literally got out of the movie probably 1 hour ago. We had a drink.
Yeah.
We're here to do a quick review.
It's about an hour or so.
Yeah.
I'll come right off the bat and say that I enjoyed this movie. There's a lot of hype around this movie.
Yeah.
Last time we checked, it was 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see how this would be a movie that critics would give 100%.
Yeah. It was funny because when I got tickets for it, there was literally the AMC was the only one showing it. And then I checked out
just after you purchased it.
Like, yeah, there was a 1 9 o'clock showing. Everything else I saw was like 7. It's like 7 o'clock showing. I was like, that's interesting. And then shortly after that, another theater close to you was like showing 10 o'clock showings. I was like,
30,
yeah, they're like adding a bunch of showings to this, so it must have done really well. And that's premiere.
Just the hype before,
yeah,
it came out. Yeah, And I mean, I felt like this had the same kind of like I guess word of mouth that Terrifier 2 did, because when Terrifier 2 came out, we saw it the night of, thinking that we were gonna, this is the only weekend we're gonna see it.
Yeah.
We're gonna see it in theaters, and then one after the other, like one showing, days and days of just showings and showings, and I'm pretty sure this is gonna happen with this movie. I don't know if that happened with Skinamarink.
I was just about to say Skinamarink, but another one did not happen with was Stop Motion. Stop Motion was straight up one day. If you did not catch Stop Motion, you were not catching in theaters.
At least down here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, down here, forget about it, man. That was okay. Yeah. You better see it that day or else you're not going to see it in theaters ever.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess we were bamboozled in some way.
Yeah, a little bit.
We had to rush out to go and watch this movie and kind of in hysterics.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I like the movie a lot. I would not go as far as to say it's a perfect movie, but I feel like the elements, the way it's shot, the aspect ratio gets that real classic square.
Mm-hmm.
And just the cinematography, the way... we mentioned before it has like a very grindhouse type, mm-hmm, of feel to it, and the old timey 70s TV show angle that they were going with,
mm-hmm,
I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, I did too. I like how the juxtaposition between like when they go off like behind camera, behind scenes or whatever, and it's like it goes black and white when they're doing the off camera, like the off scene set, or like when they're like behind the scenes. And that seems like the aspect ratio changes, so like more modern.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even notice that.
It kind of changes to me. Like, I don't know. Maybe it does, right? Like it kind of changes more like like a high def, like wider
black
angle.
White,
like it's black and white. But then when it goes back to the actual, I mean, I guess they're trying to simulate like the actual tape, because it's all on tape. Like, you know, it's like.
But you know, they in the beginning of the movie they mentioned that we're gonna see some footage of the live.
It was like archived footage,
but. I was always so curious as to who was shooting the background.
I don't know. That's a good point, too. I didn't think about that. Well, maybe, man. Maybe.
I did like their version of, like, an exorcism or, like, a possessed person.
Yeah.
She had a very classic type of look to her, almost like Linda Blair-ish, but not too extreme.
Yeah.
Enough to where, like, she can kind of come in and out of these demon possessions. At least that's what they're implying.
Yeah, it was real subtle. Like, it was just a very change of, like, the angle of the eyebrow. Like, I don't know if you noticed that. Like, she had a very particular face, like, her normal face. But then when she changed, it was, like, there was, like, a slight, like, tilt of the eyelid or the occipital bone. And then there's, like, you catch, like, it would be cool to, like, see this. Well, I guess it's coming to Shudder pretty soon. So it'd be kind of cool.
It was gonna come in May, dude. That's why I wanted.
Oh,
to watch
May?
It. That's why I wanted to
watch it. Oh wow! I thought it was coming like next month or something. But it'll be cool to see it and do like as spoiler alert as they did in the movies, like frame by frame. Because there's like one scene where they're on her and then she kind of changes and like I don't know if it's, like, her mouth looks like real long.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah,
you don't catch it real quick, but you gotta like if you're paying attention, you'll see like change. I don't know.
She I got the impression of whenever they did that quick cut, and she had like, she looked like Baraka from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Baraka it looked like that. Like her, like it was a pretty drastic change in her face.
Yeah. Very quick, very subtle. Like you don't. Yeah.
But that's another thing about this movie is that it has a lot of subtle moments that you have to be quick to watch or quick to just see. So you got to pay attention. This is not really a spoiler or anything, but like at the end of the movie during the credits, you mentioned that there was something on the screen that said something about thanking.
Yeah, it was. I missed it completely. Was very bizarre. I was like, I don't know what that was, but maybe it wasn't bizarre. I don't know. The production company was like Abu Dhabi or something like that. It was like was one of the production. I don't know. So I don't know. It was just like at the very beginning, it says something about we like to thank. It was like real quick. I didn't catch it, but it's something about language. And then it's like our eldest, like, I don't know. It was like, I don't know what that was about. But
some kind of like elder gods kind of thing.
That's what I was like, but I don't know. I got to rewatch it. So
I did appreciate the elements or like the plot devices that they were throwing in there. Not that they came about so blatantly at the end of the movie, but they threw in a lot of conspiracies within the story. Again, not necessarily a spoiler, they threw in like the whole Bohemian Grove thing. And I thought that was cool because as a person who's been like kind of obsessed with conspiracies and stuff since I was fairly young, Bohemian Grove and even the Bilderberg group was kind of like meshed in all together in those whole conspiracies. And I'm glad... It's kind of like in Moonfall when they did the whole hollow moon theory.
Yeah.
And now they're throwing in Bohemian Grove in this. I don't think this has been any sort of mainstream or like even like a movie recently.
They never say Bohemian Grove.
Never.
Not in the movie.
Don't they?
They don't say Bohemian. They don't use the word Bohemian Grove, but they have the exact shot. They have almost the exact shot of the Moloch, giant owl.
There's
a dude dressed as an owl.
Yeah,
but they don't. They say the Grove. They don't ever say Bohemian.
They say the Grove, but and we all know.
We know what it is, but you know they don't say exactly.
But I'm just glad like a lot of these conspiracy elements are like coming into play.
Let's just say, film. Alex Jones would approve.
Alex Jones would approve. He would be like, "Oh, that was my shot that I took."
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah. I want royalties.
I really enjoyed the actor. I forget his. What was his name again? David
Delmont. Dalsmachian.
Is it David?
I'm sorry. Let me check this out real quick. Yeah, I think it is. It's that alliteration, man. You gotta get that.
I'm always reluctant to say people's names incorrectly.
Yes, David. I'm assuming Dalsmachian.
You've seen him in a bunch of movies. I know I've seen him in a bunch of movies. He came out in Dune also recently.
Yeah, he played the evil Mentat Prider. But he also was... I think his first big break was in Dark Knight. He is one of the henchmen, Joker's henchmen.
Yeah. So he's been in like so many movies since then. He's like one of those character actors. He's like that. What's Ron Howard's brother's name?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't look anything like
Ron Howard. Yeah, I know he doesn't. Yeah.
But I mean, like, he's a good actor though.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. Like, yeah. Not to besmirch Clint Howard's name, but like he's always He's been a genre man for a long time. So, I mean, this guy kind of seems to be in...
You know what he is, Ray? He's the ice cream man.
Yeah.
You're stopping by.
That's true. He is the ice cream man.
Little Van Halen. You know who Dalsmachian reminds me of, Ray? Roland.
Our other CineQuest video podcast.
Shave that beard off, Roland. He looks just like Dalsmachian, dude. That's what I'm saying. Tell him
I have a few pictures of Roland without the beard, so I'm like, I'm pretty sure that.
Superimpose him, man.
I put Roland's face over his body. I think just to go into depth of the pros of the movie again, I already said that the acting was good. I like the story, the way they were taking it. I don't know what else. Like, I mean, realistically, that's pretty much it. You know, like the story, the aspect of the grindhouse type of filmmaking that they're doing. I would say the only gripe for me, and that we kind of discussed it very briefly, when we were having a drink was the fact that we wanted a little bit more from the movie. It's a short movie.
Yeah.
Damn. We got there at...
I was surprised.
We started at 9:30 when it's supposed
when
to start.
When you showed
me
your watch, and I was like, whoa.
It wasn't even 11.
Yeah, man. I was like, in the movie, didn't it start to like 9:25?
That's because we sat through the whole credits. And we got out of the theater, walking to the restroom. I looked at my watch, and it was still 2 minutes before 11. I was
yeah.
like, oh, fuck.
It started at 9:25 with all the previews and all that. And when you showed me your watch, I was like, 10:58? I was like, damn, this movie is short.
Yeah, it's a short movie.
Which I do appreciate it. It got to the point. But like, yeah, I told you, I just wish that the end... had a little bit more payoff.
Yeah,
it was cool. Yeah. I love this movie. I just feel like at the end they could have done a lot more with the big reveal and all that.
Yeah,
it kind of reminded me like now I think about it, the monster reveal or the way that reminded me a little bit of like a what's that guy's name who did Mandy the Cosmos.
I don't know his name.
He's a Greek gentleman, Cosmos Pasmatos or something like that. There you go. It reminded me a little bit of that, like this kind of like a monster from his universe. I could see that, like the electricity type stuff or plasma or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, there was just some of the kills were cool, but they could have done a lot more with like they could have just amped up to all the kills like much more to me, in my opinion. But
yeah, I mean, again, we said involving like the audience and
they
stuff.
They could have done something with it. They had a whole audience to play with. There's like people in the theater, like, you know what I mean? Like, but
I thought they were going to take it. Again, I don't know how real spoiler this is, if any, is that use the audience like they are cult members in a way.
Yeah.
You know, because since it's Halloween, the way they were dressed, and it seemed like when they were interacting with the audience members, like, and one of them didn't like react entirely, like, I was just like, is there someone in there that's like waiting to see some kind of like, ritual go on during Halloween, you know? That's what I was expecting in some way.
Well, there's a whole thing about that too. They didn't bring out the last guest. That could have been something.
Yeah,
and they had like there was like some kind of parade. They were gonna have costumes. They didn't show that. And there was the one audience member who's kind of fucking with, and he was just like, having any of it.
exactly.
Yeah,
and so that's
like, what's up with that guy?
Like,
that
was kind of. I felt like there was a bit of a satanic cult in the theater.
Yeah, man.
In the audience. Mm. And I thought that was going to play a part with some kind of ritual going on. That's not what happened. I won't say what happened necessarily, but I mean, that's kind of like, those are the elements that I thought that they were going to like incorporate into the story. But again, short movie, didn't do that. So that's just what I would want. I mean, but it's not my movie, so.
Yeah.
But overall, I wouldn't say that takes away necessarily anything from the actual movie itself. I just think it's a really good movie. Again, not sure it's worth the hype entirely, but I would definitely say, like, as a horror fan, you should definitely go watch this movie.
Yeah.
I would say, like, just ignore the hype because, I mean, again, walking into this, we're like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not really giving any sort of credibility to Rotten Tomatoes in any previous films, but you think that, oh man, it's got to be like really fucking good, and it is. It's a good movie.
Yeah,
but I just don't know if it rises to that occasion of being almost like a perfect movie.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's a great movie. I don't know what it is, man. It's like, yeah, like the hype aspect of it. It's like going in to see like Terrifier 2 in the theaters. Like, you know, like you want to see like, I don't know. I don't know how to phrase it, but like, not comparing the movies, but like, you go see Terrifier 2 and you're like, you know, you're going to see something that's like over the top.
Yeah.
And as much as this movie was like, they're adding like, oh my God, like they're adding showings. Like, you know, I saw that on Instagram, like Shudder's like, oh, AMC's adding showings because they're selling out. And they got, I'm like, oh man, this must have some crazy stuff in it. And it was just like, it didn't really push it to the limit, you know what I mean? Like, it was a good movie. I like the way it was executed. I like the whole premise of it, and I do like some of the reveals. I think the reveal could have been like, they could have blown out the fucking, like, they could have gone over the top with it.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, I know when we saw Terrifier 2, like, that was just a fun, long movie, you know?
Well, yeah, and but it was like the hype match, like, to me, yeah. You know, I was like, oh, yeah. You're gonna see like a I don't know, maybe this movie wasn't meant to be like a gore fest, which I get. I don't know what. It's just like, okay, straight up, I just wish there was more devil in it.
Yeah.
That's kind of all I...
We wanted more devil.
Yeah, because...
We're devil men.
Well, I don't know. Anyways, it's just...
I mean, we've seen a lot of like movies when it comes to like exorcisms or like just anything devil related. Even movies that like House of the Devil.
Yeah.
You know, or... is it The Last Exorcist? Like, the payoff, it's a slow burn. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of, like, knowing that going into the movie.
Yeah.
Or at least not expecting anything watching those movies. It is a slow burn, and then you kind of have, like, a nice little payoff in the end, you know? But this one, since, unfortunately, we get a lot of hype around the movie before we go watch it.
Yeah.
Our anticipation and our, like, expectations for this movie are pretty high when it comes to it. Because it's a horror movie, and since we are horror fans, I think that we're expecting so much more, even because we have either seen like a lot of extreme shit, and we're just expecting it to be like almost like Terrifier level like violence or something.
Yeah,
or like,
yeah,
or like
they had some cool kills,
bringing it some sort of like religious, like... more of a religious element, because I know they played out in the beginning, like this is kind of like in the Satanic Panic era.
Yeah.
And I was expecting more religiosity, evil, blasphemy coming into this movie, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't get that. That's not to say that it's not good. That's just it not meeting my particular expectations. But that's not to say that, again, that takes away from the movie itself. It is a good movie, regardless.
I will say this, though. It is kind of funny. And I think I mentioned to you after the movie was over that... isn't it interesting that this movie kind of coincides with the whole, like, that boxer, like, Garcia guy, what's his name? I don't know his first name.
Brian Garcia.
And, like, talking about Bohemian Grove, this movie comes out. And this is, like, the whole thing about celebrities, like, sacrificing them, like, what's so funny.
To gain some sort of fame.
Which is funny, because in the movie, he never beats Johnny Carson. That's his whole thing, is he wants to be Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
He wants to be number one. So what was the point of the sacrifice? I don't know.
Wait, that's how you get played?
I suppose, man.
I mean... Normally, like in instances where people are allegedly sell themselves to the devil, like they don't necessarily get everything they want. They just kind of like they get tricked.
Well, wouldn't selling your soul be like in a way like the trick of it? Because yes, you're getting everything you want, it like in the material plane. But what is a lifetime of fame and fortune when it's your whole life in hell? Like what, or your whole eternity? No. That's to me like what's the trick of it anyways? I mean, it's like I don't know, man, but it's like what we were talking about, like it's funny how all these things coincide though, because it's just like Bigfoot's big again, and what happened? They're making the Sasquatch Sunrise movie, so something
Sasquatch Sunset.
Sunset, whatever. Yes, Sasquatch Sunset. So
I'm waiting for the solar eclipse movie.
hey dude. we need the Moonfall guy with Roland Emmerich to make a fucking solar eclipse movie.
Yeah.
It's all fake.
Yeah. No, that's gonna be like a flat Earth thing, you know.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
We thought the moon
was causing the shadow, like to cast over the sun, but really it's the Earth because it's flat or some shit. I don't know.
What did they call that thing that covers the Earth?
Atmosphere?
Dome. No, it's not. No, it's like the dome.
The stratosphere?
No.
Magnetosphere?
No. What is it called? What do they call it though? Regardless, I mean, I enjoyed this movie. I would give it like a solid 4 out of 5. I think the fact that they didn't meet my particular expectations. Again, this is also my opinion. Very subjective. Like that's why I'm giving it 4 out of 5. I felt like if I went into it not expecting anything and not expecting the hype that came with it, whenever like they throw out the tomato score or whatever the fuck, even though I don't really take that into consideration in any other movie, for some reason I convinced myself that this has got to be like one of the best horror movies of all time. It's good. You should definitely check it out. But for me personally, 4 out of 5.
What about you? Yeah, I agree, man. 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed it. It's just something about it, man, just fell a little flat at the end for me. I don't know what it is.
Wanted more.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost feel guilty, like, because of all, like, the way, like, everyone, like, dude, I was so hyped to see this movie. I won fucking make the Showtime, everything, and it's like, damn, dude, I just feel like I got a little let down on it. But other than that, it was really well executed. I will say that. For everything that's encompassing it, it was well executed. So that's, yes, I will also give it a 4 out of 5.
This is just our personal gripe.
Yeah. Yeah.
As horror fans, and again, people have seen, like, a lot of horror movies, not to say that we're experts in anything in any way, but it's just that at this point we're expecting something. We didn't get it. But again, that's not to take away from the fact that it is a well made movie. Well acted, well made, well shot, everything.
Think I'll watch it again?
I would probably definitely watch it again. You know, that's what I was thinking, like, too. I would definitely watch that again. Like, yeah. It's I enjoy the actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just enjoy the way it looks.
Yeah.
And I would definitely watch it again for sure. All right, that would be it for us, I guess. Again, if you like this video, please like and subscribe. Support us on anything you can. Links down below in the description. More reviews to come. We'll see you next time. Bye.